All right. Hello, good afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, broadcasting to you live from the Ghetto Lab. I guess narrowcasting is more appropriate for our two listeners. Hopefully they're still listening over there in Chile, Baltimore, possibly more. We have a very special show for you today. Five listeners, dude. Wow, that's huge. Anyway, we don't have much time, so we're gonna just plow right through this as I try to get comfortable with my setup here. 13. Oh man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to diminish our fan base out there. It's growing daily. Oh, well, here we are. Alright, well, anyway, there are listeners and that's what's important. Today, our special show, first of all, once again, listening to Lee's class. This segment I'm calling Broadcastic Fantastic, or for all you German listeners, Broadcastisch Fantastisch. I am your host, Papa Smurf. I will be guiding you through this journey. Welcome. Today we have a very special show. We will be interviewing the autobiography of Mr. Nikola Tesla. So first of all, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Tesla Biography, for joining us today. Could you please, for our listeners, just for clarity's sake, spell your name?
Nikola Tesla.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Next, like I said, we're talking about your autobiography. That is, I suppose we are talking to your autobiography. Could you, for our listeners, tell us exactly the title of the autobiography which you will be speaking from?
My Inventions. The Autobiography of Nikola Tesla.
Thank you very much. First of all, just to get a little background, I'd like to ask a few questions about your childhood. How was it? Were you a normal kid? Did you like sports, playing out, you know, outside, playing sports, that sort of thing?
I was far from being considered a stupid boy.
Okay, thanks. That's not really what I meant, but thanks anyway. I guess what I was more getting at is what sort of things did you enjoy doing? Did you like to play with your friends? That sort of thing. What kind of child were you?
During that period, I contracted many strange likes, dislikes, and habits. I had a violent aversion against the earrings of women. The sight of a pearl would almost give me a fit. But I was fascinated with the glitter of crystals or objects with sharp edges and plain surfaces. I would not touch the hair of other people except, perhaps at the point of a revolver. I would get a fever by looking at a peach.
Anything else?
I counted the steps in my walks. All repeated acts or operations I performed had to be divisible by three, and if I missed, I felt impelled to do it all over again, even if it took hours.
Wow. How did you overcome these idiosyncrasies?
On one occasion, I came across a novel entitled Aoafi, the Son of Abba, a Serbian translation of the well-known Hungarian writer, Josica. This work somehow awakened my dormant powers of will, and I began to practice self-control.
That seems like that self-control really paid off, because you would go on to invent such really groundbreaking inventions, such things as the alternating current, fluorescent lighting, just to name a few. And despite that fraud, Guglielmi Marconi's claim to have been the first to invent the radio, we all know that in 1943 the Supreme Court overturned his patent in favor of your earlier patents. I guess you wouldn't know that because you had died, but what do you think about that, Marconi?
Marconi.
Yes, well, how did you deal with that during that period, Marconi really getting all the attention for these inventions that really, you know, can be accredited to you? I mean, what did you say to that?
Marconi is a good fellow. Let him continue. He is using 17 of my patents.
Yes. Well,
the progressive development of man is vitally dependent on invention. It is the most important product of his creative brain.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, I agree. So, I mean, since you mentioned invention, what do you have to say about invention and its important role in society today? How do you feel it's helping perpetuate our species, if you believe that is, in fact, one of the goals of being an inventor?
Its ultimate purpose is the complete mastery of mind over the material world, the harnessing of the forces of nature to human needs. This is the difficult task of the inventor, who is often misunderstood and unrewarded. But he finds ample compensation in the pleasing exercises of his powers and in knowledge of being one of that exceptionally privileged class without whom the race would have long ago perished in the bitter struggle against pitiless elements.
Okay, sorry to cut you off there, Nico, but we got to keep moving. So I was wondering, I wanted to talk a little bit about your process. How did you solve so many engineering feats in your time?
When I get an idea, I start at once building it up in my imagination. I change the construction, make improvements, and operate the device in my mind. It is absolutely immaterial to me whether I run my turbine in thought or test it in my shop. I even note if it is out of balance. There is no difference whatever. The results are the same. In this way, I am able to rapidly develop and perfect a conception without touching anything.
Was there anything in particular that came from this unique process?
I became obsessed with the idea of producing continuous motion through steady air pressure.
Interesting. And what came of this device?
I grew frantic in my desire to harness this inexhaustible energy, but for a long time I was groping in the dark.
So what was it that diverted your attention or changed your objective? Why did you not continue to develop this particular technology?
I saw the possibilities of wireless transmission of energy.
Wireless transmission. Great. Interesting. Well, that is where I would like to get to as we come back from this brief commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, talking with Nikola Tesla here on Broadcastic Fantastic. We'll be back.
Futuramic. It's a brand new word for dramatic design of the future. As architects will tell you, futuramic design combines beauty with utility. In houses or in automobiles, futuramic design means styling with a purpose. The new 1948 Oldsmobile is the first of the futuramic cars. It's designed for utmost passenger comfort and maximum visibility, as well as for smartness and style. And with GM Hydromatic Drive, there's no gear shifting, no clutch pushing. Just step on the gas and go.
Well, we're back. Thank you to all of our listeners for staying with us. Welcome back. We're here with Nikola Tesla talking about his wireless transmission
I was reminded of the first tiny star.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm the host. Thank you. And let me just ask you a question. How was your... I know that you're a huge contributor to the wireless transmission field. So now, with my permission, can you please talk to us a little bit about that?
And in 1900, I obtained powerful discharges of 1,000 feet and flashed a current around the globe. I was reminded of the first tiny spark I observed in my Grand Street laboratory and was thrilled by sensations akin to those I felt when I discovered the rotating magnetic field.
Okay, can you simplify that for our listeners? I mean, I understood perfectly, but, you know, for those few who maybe didn't catch every word.
Taken in the narrowest significance of the term, it is a resonant transformer which is accurately proportioned to fit the globe and its electrical constants and properties, by virtue of which design it becomes highly efficient and effective in the wireless transmission of energy.
Maybe just take it down one more notch, please.
It makes possible not only the instantaneous and precise wireless transmission of any kind of signals, messages or characters, to all parts of the world, but also the interconnection of the existing telegraph, telephone, and other signal stations without any change in their present equipment. By its means, for instance, a telephone subscriber here may call up and talk to any other subscriber on the earth. An inexpensive receiver, not bigger than a watch, will enable him to listen anywhere, on land or sea, to a speech delivered or music played in some other place, however distant.
It's called the iPhone, Nikolai.
What?
Nothing. Never mind. Do you have any words of insight to offer our listeners? Anything you may have gained through your years of inventing? Take your time. I mean, you know, it's a heavy question. I understand.
The movements and other actions we perform are always life-preservative and though seemingly quite independent from one another, we are connected by invisible links.
Interesting. If we still have some time left, I'd like to take maybe any questions from the audience. If any of you guys would have any questions you've been interested in asking the autobiography of Nikola Tesla, 2 minutes. So here we go. Mr. Bill, take it away.
I wanted to know what you thought of your contemporary Thomas Edison. I remember reading about a big argument about AC to DC power.
Interesting question. Edison, any notes on Edison?
The meeting with Edison was a memorable event in my life. I was amazed at this wonderful man who, without early advantages and scientific training, had accomplished so much. I had studied a dozen languages, delved in literature and art, and had spent my best years in libraries reading all sorts of stuff that fell into my hands, from Newton's Principia to the novels of Paul de Kock, and felt that most of my life had been squandered. But it did not take long before I recognized that it was the best thing I could have done. Within a few weeks I had won Edison's confidence, and it came about in this way.
Very interesting. I'm afraid that's all the time we have left for today's broadcast. Coming up next, please join us for DJ Satya. He will be entertaining your ear holes for the next 15 minutes. I'm signing off. This is Papa Smurf. We'll be hearing one more message from our sponsor as we segue into our next broadcast.
Gee, I'm glad you stayed all night, Bobby. Don't you like the cereal?
Oh, yeah.
But it's a little mushy. It's not crisp like the kind my breakfast pal served Dad and me at home.
Your breakfast pals?
Sure, they come every morning as soon as I whistle.
What?
I'm Snap. I'm Crackle. I'm Pop.
On your service, Bobby.
Oh, yeah? Hey, gang, just muscling in. Let's get him. Come on, Mushy.
Hey, let's go, Bobby.
Ha, 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 ha,
like Christie's as well.
Look, they float.
Sure, Mr. Chris is noisy.
Chris?